No. I'm
hi, you reached an emergency.
Please. Hello. Hi. Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hello. I need an assistant. I need a truck because my car is slow, and I need assistance with my car right now.
Okay. What's going on with your vehicle?
It's just I was driving, and one of my tires slowed.
Okay. Can I start with your first name?
Catherine Gonzalez.
Okay. 310-900-9412, a good callback number?
Yes.
And would you like to receive mobile test updates about the status of your service?
I'm sorry?
Mobile test updates about the status of your service?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have your policy number?
Yeah, hold on a minute.
Okay.
It says MBA B. 00000042033.
It would be a different number. What state are you located in?
Nevada.
So it will begin with the NVAP. Is that what you said?
Yeah, NVAP.
Okay. NVAP, you said 40s?
It's 50. Sorry, I'm thinking about my friend. It's 50. NVAP 50.
Mm-hmm.
42033.
And the last six digits of your VIN.
So I said again, last of her VIN.
The last six digits of your VIN.
Last six digits of your VIN. What's your VIN number?
Oh, my VIN number. Oh, hold on a minute. I don't know. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
It's 45202.
I need one more digit. 45202.
So, yeah, 45202. This is five last number.
I need the last six.
So D45202.
Okay. And the vehicle that you're calling about?
Excuse me?
The vehicle you're calling about today?
Yeah, the Ford Escape.
And what color is that Escape?
Black.
Black or red?
Black.
Black, okay. And you said you had a flat tire. Do you know which tire is flat?
It's a right front.
Okay. Tire. And the service that you're requesting?
Excuse me? Roadside assistance?
Yes, are you... Are you requesting a tire change, a tow?
Yes, a tire change.
Do you have a good spare tire in your vehicle?
We do. The bolts have been, they're on really tight. We can't get it off.
Okay. So we're going to do you for a tire change, and you have a good spare. Do you have more than one flat tire?
No.
Does your vehicle have locking hubcaps or wheels?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Does your vehicle have locking hubcaps or wheels? Like, is there a special tool to remove it?
No, no.
Does your spare tire require a special? The bolts have been stripped.
Yes, three of them.
If the bolts have been stripped, it's going to be difficult for the provider to
take them off.
Yeah.
On the side of the road. If
no.
You leave your car on the side of the road, are we able to still get it like roadside assistance? And like if we were taking Uber to go home, can we leave our car here and get it towed?
You can. Do you want to set up a tow now? Because if the bolts are stripped and the provider comes out and he can't take it off, then literally you've wasted your time waiting on the side of the road. So you might want to get it towed to.
Do you know like how long like Hello?
That I don't know. It depends on your area. So that I don't know. If you're gonna get your tire fixed anyway, you can get it towed to a tire shop.
Okay. Kit, may I? Kit. Sorry, man. Let me just 2 seconds.
Take your time. Excuse me.
Yeah, and
okay,
really
so he's saying that there's no point in them coming to change the tires. They can get it off. His best option is to get it towed.
Do they have a gun?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Manually, the bolts aren't coming off, but I think if someone has an automated, like a drill bit, then it should be okay. Hopefully.
Okay, then.
Like, that's what
I don't know. I trust your guidance.
Stripped to the bare, but I would rather have someone, like, our insurance pays for that, right? So I don't think it would hurt to have someone come out and try because I know a tow truck's going to take another hour or so. It's going to be a whole nother
Would it help if I set up two separate tickets for you? One ticket for a tow and one ticket for a tire change. So if it doesn't work, possibly that same company can tow you as well.
Yeah, if there's communication along that route and if it's all covered under the same insurance, then
that is
perfectly fine with us. Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So can you tell me if your spare tire requires a special tool to remove it?
No, the spare tire is ready to be put on.
Okay.
We already brought
it out.
And
you'll
be
there.
It's ready to be put on. We just can't get the lug nuts off of the original tire.
Let's see. Okay. Can you tell me where you're located?
Yes. So we are, if you're on Las Vegas Boulevard heading south, we are on the 515 entrance. So north of Fremont Street. We're north of Fremont Street.
I sent you a text
message.
We are on the
515 north entrance at Las Vegas Boulevard.
Did you get the text message that I sent you?
Let me see. Yeah, I got the text message.
Okay.
Do I need to click on the link?
Yes, follow the prompts, and then it should give you your latitude and longitude.
Okay.
And that's what I need you to read off to me.
Okay. Latitude. 36.
Okay, hold on, let me get there. Give me 1 second. You're too quick. Okay, 36 dot.
1 7. 73634.
36.173634.
There's only 16.
16.
So 173634.
173634.
Yes.
Okay. The letters are so small. I apologize. Okay. And your longitude?
-115.
Okay. 115.
Dot.
Mm-hmm.
137.
Mm-hmm.
410.
410. It puts you at 545 Las Vegas Boulevard. Does that sound about correct?
Yes, but we are on the entrance ramp to the 515 North.
Okay, hold on. Let me write this down. Let me paste your latitude and longitude for the provider and get that information. Right quick.
Tow truck, she needs to go with the car. She's doing our latitude, longitude, guys. Getting her coordinates.
Okay, so can you tell me, well, my system's loading. I apologize. Okay, so where are you at now?
We are on the on-ramp. That's those coordinates, but we're on the on-ramp to the 515 North.
It's on the on-ramp.
It's also the 95. So it's the 515 and the 95 North.
515 North.
515, not the I-15.
Oh, 515.
Yeah. It's also the 95. It's like the same highway.
So that's not an interstate? So 95 highway?
So, like, it's weird. Okay, so the 515 is also the 95, and part of it is an interstate and part of it is not. It's just a weird thing.
Okay.
So if they're a local company, they'll know that 95 North. Yeah, they'll know 95 North at Las Vegas Boulevard.
Okay. And let me put it above Vegas Boulevard. So I put customers on the on-ramp for the 515 North or North 95 Highway at Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to set up your other ticket with the same information to get you towed. Now the question is, where would you like to get towed?
We won't need a tow if... Well, we won't need a tow if the first... Right?
Correct. So yes. So I can...
If they have to tow us, where do you want your car towed?
Firestone?
Is it near your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, my house.
Okay.
So it's going to be a Firestone on Lake Mead Boulevard?
No.
Okay, could you hold while I do the second ticket, or
Send the first one, and then we'll work on the second one.
Yes, and Firestone near her house, did she call to see if it had her tire in stock?
No, they're going to be closed right now, so we'll have to deal with it in the morning. We're just going to leave it in the parking lot overnight, and then we'll take care of it in the morning if we have to get towed.
Okay, then. So I can set your ticket up and work on your first one. Where did you say? She said the Firestone on Lake Mead.
And Lake Mead and Rock
Lake
Spring.
Mead. Lake Mead. N-A-D?
M-E-A-D.
M-A-E-D. In Rock Spring?
Rock Springs, plural.
Okay. So if I, once I get off the phone with you, if I Google Firestone, Lake Mead, and Rock Spring, it's only going to be one, and pretty self-explanatory, right?
Should be.
Okay. So I'll set the second ticket up for you. I will not dispatch it.
Okay.
But I will let the driver who's coming to pick you up know that if they cannot take the lug nuts off of your tire, you may need a tow. And this is where you want your car towed so that they can be prepared with the tow truck and so forth. So then all you have to do, because they're going to be like, well, you need a ticket because that's the second service. Then you say, well, the ticket was already done and it was two tickets. And then you just call us back, and the phone number that you gave, let me make sure it's correct, the 310-900. No, that's her cell phone number, right?
I would like your number. Wait, your number, right? We need your number?
No, no, no. That's her phone number.
Or you need my number.
No, no,
okay,
no.
Yeah,
that's her. Catherine. That's Catherine's phone number.
Yeah.
That phone number will get you into your ticket. But do you want the dispatch ID as well to locate it?
Yes.
Just in case? That is 106-450-54.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second while I duplicate it to start her second ticket so I can give you the start of that number as well.
Okay.
And tell her,
no
worries. I'm just copying and pasting her phone number and all of her information with tests and so forth. You could tell her the second ticket to be a duplicate of the second one. And to confirm, her phone number is 310-900-9412.
Yep.
Okay, that's where she'll receive a test message about the service provider's name, number, and ETA. Second ticket is 106-450.
Okay, and if the first guy
406-450-54
is what you told me.
Okay. No, this is the second ticket for the tow.
Yeah, that's the 54.
No, this one's 106-450-96.
45096.
That's for the tow.
Okay. Got it.
So
if the first guy can't get the lug nuts off, he will call for our and we'll confirm, or do we have to call?
No, I already let him know that ticket is already in place for
him. So he'll do it.
But but if he's like, oh well, I need a ticket and they need to dispatch it, or whatever the case may be, then call back, or he can call back because the ticket's not going to be dispatched, so it won't count against you. Because if I dispatch both of the tickets at the same time, it's two services, and I don't want to do that.
Okay.
So I'll let the provider already know that that may be needed, and there's already a ticket in place for that. So you just may have to call the dispatch, or they can call.
All right.
And they can tow it to the Firestone, even though it's closed. Will it be okay if it sits in a Firestone parking lot?
Yeah, well, it'll be fine.
Okay, then I'll work on the ticket, and I'll also say that if she leaves the vehicle there, it would be a non-attended tow, which means that we're not responsible if anything happens to the vehicle until the provider comes. Is that okay?
We understand.
Okay. Excuse me, I will get on your ticket. My name is Kimberly. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, Kimberly, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, I appreciate your patience with me, and you have a wonderful morning, I hope.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.